Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Only a horse trail connected Diamond Lake and Crater Lake National Park in 1921. That was before the superintendent of the park, Alex Sparrow, invited the vice president of the Southern Pacific Railroad, E.O. McCormick, to ride the trail. Their ride convinced them it was time to build a motor car road between the lakes. After park rangers blazed a trail, cutting down small trees that got in the way, McCormick got George Collins of Medford to drive them in his peerless car on the first automobile trip on the shortcut joining the two lakes. Starting on September 2nd, from Crater Lake's North Rim Road, the men headed in the peerless across the pumice desert and followed the rangers' blazes. They only stopped a couple of times to clear some brush. McCormick was so impressed by the fishing, camping, and scenery that he agreed to have Southern Pacific promote both lakes in its advertising. 3 days later, Jean Steele and her friend Miss Humphrey, accompanied by Will Steele, became the first women to drive from Crater Lake to Diamond Lake on the new cutoff. The shortcut would become the north entrance to Crater Lake National Park. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.